As far as the culture of the company of Bloomfield, a lot has been made of the family culture. What was your perception of it? Did it change over the years?
It did. I probably had a slightly different perspective to other people because I just thought Mr. Camp was wonderful. He was just so... He was lovely to me. He'd walk in the front door most mornings. He'd come in here, I was sitting just inside the front door, and he'd walk in the front door and he'd wink at me as he came in.
Yeah.
And he used to wear shirts with big patches in them. Like, he'd have a great big patch on the back of his shirt.
Well, like it had been mended.
Been mended. They were a very frugal family, a very private family, very frugal. I was in charge of an accountant then. I was in charge of the petty cash, so I had to give Mr. Candy's pocket money every week, and it had to be in certain denominations, so every week I had to order Mr. Candy's pocket money with a certain number of $2 coins and $5 notes and $10 notes. But he and Mrs. Candy, because everyone called him Paul, except I think most of the women, not that there were many of us, but most of the women called him Mr. Candy, but... He knew all the men's names. He knew and everyone just called him, you know, down to the chitter truck driver would call him Paul. I was single at that stage, and living by myself. And Mrs. Candid inherited some furniture, so they invited me to their home, and it was like Aladdin's cave. All this and. I still have some of the furniture.
Is that right? Yeah. So they just asked you if you needed...
And would take this. he was lovely.
Yeah.
He was lovely to me.